You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Church anyhow. Hallelujah. Ain't no harm to moan sometimes.
Thank you, Jesus.
All night.
Oh, Lord.
I wouldn't give up.
All night.
All night.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
side. Oh, You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Sent to a rugged cross. Savior.
My Savior.
Bear my sins.
Bear my sins just to rescue me.
My replacement.
My replacement.
Took my place.
Took my place so I wouldn't have to die.
My provider.
My provider.
Now I have.
Now I have everlasting.
Come on, my Redeemer. Sent to a rugged cross.
To a rugged cross to set me free.
My Savior.
My Savior.
Bear my sins.
Bear my sins just to rescue me.
My replacement.
My replacement.
Took my place.
Took my place so I wouldn't have to die.
My provider.
My provider.
Now I have.
Now I have everlasting life.
Just a knowing. Risen Savior, rose from the dead,
rose from the dead so I could rise again.
Awesome ruler, crucified,
crucified just to call me
hope
friend.
Of glory,
hope of glory.
One day
I will get to see his face.
I am grateful,
I am grateful.
He loved me enough.
He loved me enough to gladly take my place.
Just to know him.
Just to know him.
Woo!
Just to know him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Just to know him.
Just to know him. Just to know him.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Cares for me.
Cares for me.
Oh.
Oh, how he cares for you.
Cares for me.
Cares for me.
Oh.
Oh, how he cares for you.
Cares for me.
Cares for me.
Say, oh.
Oh, how he cares for you.
Cares for me.
Cares for me.
And I don't know why. The Father's only Son.
By the Father's only Son.
Say.
Just to know him. Just to know him.
Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Just to know him.
Just to know him. Just to know him.
Son of the Living God. How many glad to know him for yourself? If you're glad that you know him, lift your hands and say, just to know him. I know him for myself. He's a Christ, the Son of the Living. Oh, just
thinking about it the other day, about all of the wonderful things you've done, about those tests and trials in my life you helped me to overcome. I know that I've been blessed. It's because of you and nobody else. You've done for me. I can't forget, Lord, all of the wonderful things that you've done. When I look back over my life, I know where you brought me from. You stepped in when I needed you most. Fill me with the Holy.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Some people think that they're teaching because they can communicate the word, but when Rabboni shows up, he's laying new track. You're not teaching just because you pass information. You have to be called to it, glory to God, and you got to get the raven out of you yourself. You can't smoke marijuana and then preach to those who are smoking marijuana. You got to kick yours out before you can speak to those who are doing it. This is the test. Get the raven out of your life.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry. You're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Greet the Dove. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 8, verses 6 through 11.
Genesis chapter 8 and verse 6. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until the waters had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find no place to set its feet because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a fleshly picked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. And he took her to himself. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. Then Noah knew the waters had receded. Can the church say amen? I'm teaching a series and I'm seeing you respond. Order my steps in your word. Today's message in our late service